This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Today, February 13th, is a day special to the hearts of Radio Labour's reporters. It's World Radio Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people of the importance of radio. The theme of this year's World Radio Day is gender equality and the empowerment of women in radio. C. Marie Ainsborough, Radio Labour's senior correspondent, reports.
Every year on February 13th, UNESCO celebrates World Radio Day, a day set aside to encourage the use of radio in promoting freedom of expression and access to information. Despite the advances of computer communications, such as the Internet, radio is still a widely used and growing medium. In fact, UNESCO reports that radio is the medium which reaches the widest audience worldwide. It is especially important in Africa, where access to television and the Internet is limited. UNESCO is the UN Organization for Education, Science and Culture. Irina Bolkova is UNESCO's Director General.
Today we celebrate radio as a force for freedom of expression and pluralism, for all men and women, and especially women who remain underrepresented in newsmaking, in decision-making, and in media ownership. How can we get the full story with only half of the world's voices?
Labour uses radio to reach its members and the general public. In South Africa, for example, Workers World Media Productions produces regular radio programs. Its programs reach more than a million people. In the United States, Union Edge Radio broadcasts on 17 stations, including WNJR in Washington. Workers Independent News, based in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasts daily news programs. In Africa, the regional organization of the International Trade Union Confederation, ITUC Africa, is establishing a radio network with some 60 reporters. In Italy, the Union Federation CGIL operates a daily labor news service. Radio Labor provides weekly reports to the CGIL service in Italian. Radio Labor, with more than 50,000 listeners, is the international labor movement's radio service. Its daily newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, mobile phones, and community radio stations. Radio Labor is also an online audio magazine with features about global labor issues. As the Radio Labor slogan says, radio can bring more of labor's voices to the world, especially the voices of women in the labor movement. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
C. Marie Ainsborough is one of the very few women labor radio journalists, along with Diana Beaumont of Asia Pacific Currents and Martina Totti of CGIL's Articolo Uno Radio. If you are a woman unionist interested in radio, please send us an email via the Radio Labor website. If you are attending the Women's Conference of Education International in Dublin in April or the ITUC Congress in Berlin in May, we will be holding training workshops for labor radio reporters. If you would like to attend one of the workshops, please contact us. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.